Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. News coverage of how last Friday's EF3 tornado has affected the St. Louis area has focused a great deal on numbers and buildings, as well as organizations that are part of efforts to respond to people's needs. But hearing directly from folks who have been affected by damage and destruction that was brought about by that extreme weather event is just as important. So we're starting today's show by doing just that, getting first-person perspective. Here to share her experience of how the May 16th tornado has impacted her and her family, we welcome St. Louisan and O'Fallon neighborhood resident, Gloria Nolan. Gloria, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you, Elaine. Thank you for having me here.
And I'm so sorry about what has happened with your home and community. Now, when the tornado hit late Friday afternoon, where were you, Gloria, and where was your family? Was anyone at home?
So I work for St. Louis Public Schools, and so we were in the stairwell at the time at work. We did our drills. I have two children. One was on the way home from school, and one was at school. My husband, however, he was at home behind the home in his Jeep.
In his Jeep. And what did your husband, Kevin, see when he ran from his car to the house?
So he was in the back of the home, and I told him to go and take shelter. He was on his way in. He stepped out of the Jeep, and he heard a cracking noise. That was the tree that came down in our backyard and pretty much took out the power line and covered the backyard and back door. Mm-hmm. So I said, hey, maybe try going around the front. He went around the front, and there was the roof. So at that point, during all of the spinning and wind, the roof was removed from the home and landed in front.
Right in front of the house.
It met him in the front of the house.
Were you on the phone with him the whole time that was happening?
So I was on the phone with him once the tree came down, and I advised him to go to the front of the home. Once he got to the front, then he sent me a picture.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, seeing that picture, what went through your mind?
I didn't understand it. I said, what is that? And he said, it's the roof. And yeah. I said, whose roof? And he said, that's our roof. And it was quite shocking.
Mm-hmm. Now, Gloria, you and your husband, you own your home. So when you say our, it is your family, but you also have tenants. So you're dealing with this as a resident and a landlord.
Yes.
What damage did you end up with, you know, anything apart from the roof in front of the home?
So some of the ceiling kind of came in. Mm-hmm. And there was some damage on the side of the tenants. And we love our tenants. They're like family to us. And so we're always communicating and sending pictures. There's a group chat, actually, and it stays live all the time. But they showed pictures of some of the ceiling where you could see the sky. And it was the same on our side. You could see the sky, but it was just in different parts of the home because our spaces mirror each other. Mm-hmm. And so just different areas where the damage landed. But after last night's storm, even after tarping, the rain moved, the wind moved the tarp, rain came in, and we have even more exposure.
Okay.
So the roof is going to collapse.
So who did you have to get that tarp up there that high?
So this is really crazy, but we had actually had a roof repair right before that.
Oh,
and
gosh.
So the crew that was working on the home, they just wrapped the project, and the final check hadn't even been cashed. So they were still on speed dial for us. Mm-hmm. And I called and I said, hey, I think we need another new roof.
Yeah.
And we kind of chuckled about it a little bit, but he was ready. The team is Advocate Construction that we were working with. So they were ready to come back and help us mitigate more damages.
Yeah, that explains, actually, as I was looking at photos of the roof on the street, it looked like new roofing. So
it was brand new.
Oh my goodness.
The tar was still very fresh, everything. Mm-hmm. They did a wonderful job. The people, we had a crew come out to help us, and they said, wow, this is really good. Because
right.
they had a hard time getting through it. It's because it was a brand new roof, and
okay.
So now we're going to have to start all over.
What has happened that is with your neighbors right around you?
So as devastated as we are, there's so much more happening. Some buildings completely collapsed. Some buildings had even more damage, where it fell in on, you know, the furniture and all of that. And many of the community members are just in a state of disrepair. We had friends to come out and help us. And once we finished that, I said, is it okay if we help the neighbors? And they were really willing to support us. And so it's our family community from Mallinckrodt Elementary School in St. Louis Public. And so those families, we have a Facebook group, and they came out and we worked and we cut up, you know, we cut trees, we stacked them, we helped people move things so that they can function in their homes, even though there's no power still.
Mm-hmm. And before we talk about some of that help that you're receiving, can you give us a sense of how old the buildings in your neighborhood are, including your home?
So the buildings are pretty old. Our house was built in 1925, and so we're at 100 years right now. And so I will say that it is well built, but even the most established property can, you know, it's no match for nature.
Right.
And
right.
So I think the houses around us are in a similar, you know, built back in the early 1900s.
Mm-hmm. So given the state of your home, and you described the tarp coming off because of last night's storming, are you able to enter it at this point?
It's not really safe to enter, but we have gone in on that main level and tried to grab a few things if we could,
mm-hmm.
Just to see if there's any last things that we could grab and take pictures for the insurance company and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty devastating.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Gloria Nolan. She's a homeowner in the O'Fallon neighborhood in North St. Louis. Her family's home was significantly damaged in last week's EF3 tornado. If you have been impacted by the tornado directly, or being on the ground volunteering, or if you have questions about tornado safety, leave us a voicemail at 314-516-3697. That's 314-516-NEWS. Now, Gloria, you just mentioned insurance. What kind of progress, if any, have you made in speaking with them?
So I was able to get the insurance company on the phone, and I've been assigned a rep. That person will meet us on Saturday to assess the damages. We were told to download an app and take certain pictures of the home,
mm-hmm.
just so that they would have those before coming over. And then we actually had a friend who happened to have a drone, and she sent up the drone and took some videos so that they could show the damage on top of the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that we were able to. We did everything that we could, and it's still in this particular situation. It just happens to not be enough. And so we have a long journey ahead of us.
Mm-hmm. And that journey for your neighbors, people who lived right around you, do you have any sense of whether they have insurance coverage for their homes and the losses that they're experiencing?
Many of them don't, and it is very unfortunate. A lot of properties around us, there are several renters. There are a number of homeowners as well, but I'm getting the sense that people are either uninsured or underinsured.
Mm-hmm.
When we first, for example, in our own residence, the insurance company that we were working with before, they only insured our side of the building. And it wasn't until we spoke with a professional that read our policy and made us aware that our whole building wasn't covered. We would be in really big trouble right now if we hadn't caught that.
Why was the whole house not covered?
The insurance company chose that for us. And when we went back to ask about it, they said, oh, some people like to keep the premiums lower.
Okay.
And they, you know, and so we write the insurance up this way. Mm-hmm. And I said, who are some people? We'd like to cover our entire building. And so
Right. That
was really, mm-hmm. it kind of really threw me off.
Okay.
We're no longer with that company.
Yeah. So speaking of coverage, and earlier you'd mentioned neighbors who are rallying and helping one another. Yes. How have you been able to help others as they are helping you?
We have a few generators. So the tree covered up the generators that were under the porch in the backyard. And so once we had that crew of people from our school come out and help us, I said, that people kept asking, how can we help? How can we help? And mm-hmm. I finally said, there's a tree in my backyard and we need to move it. And so we tried to call Ameren. That didn't work for them to come and help us. So we had an electrician come by, make sure that the power was off. We cut up the tree, moved it, got to the generators. We started sharing those with the neighbors so that they can plug in, maybe hook up their refrigerators or even their phones and just get a charge. We've been sharing supplies, tarps, water, mm-hmm. Cleaning supplies, masks. So some of those people in our crew that came over, they brought a lot of those things, and we've just been sharing meals. People have cleared their refrigerators because the food is going to spoil. So there's been a few barbecues where we've had an impromptu dinner mm-hmm. with each other, but everybody's been out and talking and helping and supporting each other. I haven't seen very much of a response from the city. Everything that's been done in my area of town, right around the couple of blocks that we've been serving, mm-hmm. has been from the people.
Right. Now, we've been hearing that different organizations are putting out asks for essential supplies. What is it that you and your family need right now?
Right now, like I said, we have to try. We have an impromptu crew over there. They're helping us move some of our stuff, what we can grab. We're going to have to find somewhere else to live, and we'll have to take that on. We'll cover those. I think the insurance may kick in and support that, but there's deductibles to meet and things like that. And so people have been providing that type of support.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we're helping to pay it forward to others.
Yeah.
Like, for example, there's the neighbor right next door, his truck. So when our roof flew off, it damaged his truck. And so that vehicle was not insured. So we're going to try to help make him whole mm-hmm. on his vehicle,
yeah.
things like that. And so we have to dig really deep and really give some direct support to people,
yeah.
Because there's so much that, you know, we're not even yet that needs to be done.
Yeah.
And some stuff we're not even thinking about.
Mm-hmm. And as far as what you had mentioned earlier, Gloria, about the city, what do you make of the city not being around?
It really breaks my heart, but it's kind of a reality check for me.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in North City, and it's been an area that's been forgotten. It's been an area that has been, you know, divested. And so I didn't expect a big response, to be quite honest, but it still is upsetting. It's still heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
I see the need. I see the people. Of course, you know, we need, you know, food and water and daily things. And so I think a lot of the organizations are providing that. But some of the long-term supports and, you know, getting the trees down. Now, the streets were cleared pretty quickly. I will say that.
Okay.
But in terms of, there was a tree in front of one of the neighbor's houses that we had to go and cut so she could get out of her front door safely.
Mm-hmm.
So things like that, it's missing.
Yeah.
And we need a response. I saw a few crews. I saw Ameren out today. And so maybe it's on the way, but this is day four. And so that immediate response was not there.
Mm-hmm. No, there is a long road ahead. And there has been some misinformation spreading about FEMA and its arrival in St. Louis, and so far, they're not here. City and state officials have been trying to get federal help. But for so many people, Gloria, you know, they can't wait that long
right.
for help. What do you want people to know about your situation and the situation of your neighbors?
We need help. We need help. This is an all call. And you did speak about FEMA not being here. And I actually saw a post about that and I shared it. I created like a resource page myself mm-hmm. and I had to go back and retract that. But I want you to know that people are out and they are looking to scam. So we need, you know, honest support mm-hmm. and boots on the ground help in our communities yep. in every corner that was in the line of the destruction of that tornado. There was a guy that came by, he was passing out cards, and one of my neighbors said, "Nope, watch out for that. That's a scam." Mm-hmm. And so they were claiming to provide some support. And so I will be sharing that information with my neighbors to make yeah. sure that they don't get caught up in any scams. Mm-hmm. Right now, we've already been devastated, we're hit, we've lived in this for quite some time, and we don't need any more mm-hmm. devastation on top of that.
Yeah. Gloria Nolan is a resident of the O'Fallon neighborhood in North St. Louis and one of many residents who have been affected by last Friday's tornado. Gloria, thank you so much for talking with us today, and good luck with the steps ahead.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us. Thanks for helping us tell our stories, and we will rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long road, like you yeah. said, but we will.
If you have been impacted by the tornado directly, being on the ground volunteering, or if you have questions about tornado safety, please leave us a voicemail at 314-516-3697. That's 314-516-NEWS. And later this week, we'll be talking more about community efforts that are still underway to help those impacted by the tornado. We'll get an update from two of the organizers of the People's Response Hub, where hundreds of volunteers are taking drop-offs and distributing items. The hub is located at the O'Fallon Park Rec Center. That's 4343 West Florissant Avenue, and it's open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They're in particular need of non-perishable food and cleaning supplies.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations and leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.